Making Magic Day by Day by Liz Morris. We made it to Target today. It was my goal to leave the house and pick up a few things, and we made it happen. Thus begins and ends my personal journal entry for April 12, 2017. I laughed out loud when I read this recently. It's a crystalline reminder of how monumental simple tasks are with a medically complex kid, and how extraordinarily difficult they become over time as a child's illness progresses. Colson was almost 6 months old when I wrote this, and already very impacted by mitochondrial disease. My mothering was in its infancy. If I could tenderly, teasingly speak back in time to new mom me, I would say, just wait, it gets even more exciting. There will be days when brushing your teeth feels like finishing a marathon. I would also tell myself to soak in Colson's giggles and smiles because, less than a week after this journal entry, he was diagnosed with intractable seizures that stole those giggles and smiles. Despite the cascading difficulties presented by his disease, our family experienced expansive joy in the most mundane pleasures. It mattered to me to mark that joy as often as I could. Even early on, my purpose in documenting our bliss was twofold: to celebrate small victories with and for Colson while he was alive, and to record his magic to sustain myself when he died. In the weeks that have insidiously turned into months since his death, I've wrapped myself in these artifacts like a thunder vest. They provide reassurance and stabilize my heart in the face of complicated grief. I'm sharing some of my approaches to memory making in the hopes that they are meaningful to other parents or inspiring to providers who support those parents' attempts to bask in the beauty of their children's short lives. Write letters. I wrote Colson a letter every 3 months of his life. It was a standing item on my calendar to simply pour out on the page all the things I wish he could know about himself, our lives, and my love for him. Sometimes I did this diligently on my laptop, and other times this happened haphazardly on my phone's notes app. Reading these letters now reminds me of how entwined Colson and I were, and allows me to see and celebrate the growth we experienced together. Keep an activity jar. This is like a non-punitive version of a swear jar. We used an upcycled paint can, decorated by Colson's Nani, as a receptacle for our activities. I kept a small notepad and pen near the can and jotted down activities that felt fun in our daily lives. Things as simple as Colson made paintings with his hands and feet, or Colson listened to the frogs in the ponds near Mama's childhood home, were noteworthy. For his birthday each year, I would write these individual activities on banners strung up around the house as a way to acknowledge the vibrant non-medical experiences Colson had. Build a library. We did this a couple ways. When Colson was young, I sent a super simple questionnaire to our friends and family, asking them to share things like their favorite children's books, favorite albums or songs, favorite poems, etc. I collected their responses as a Colson catalog that I looked to for inspiration for our entertainment. Sharing these things with Colson was a way to incorporate our community into his life and for me to learn more about our friends and family. Jacob and I would also buy Colson books at special times, like whenever we took a family trip and every Christmas Eve. I have these books marked with Colson collection inserts, along with some notes about when and where we got the books. I hope one day to share these with Colson's cousins and their families as a way to remember him together. Perhaps it goes without saying that in addition to these approaches, I have approximately 12 billion photos, voice memos, and videos of my sweet boy. As a documentarian of Colson's brief life, I tried to maintain a balance between my urge to capture as many moments as I could and my desire to just be, and just breathe, and just abide with him. The being, the breathing, and the abiding together were severed at his death. The magic of remembrance will be with me always.